Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to Brain Jam, where comedy meets learning. Get ready to be immersed.
I'm sorry, elderly people, listen. He's gonna, you know, call you names, make fun of you, but I, on the other hand, understand your position. TikTok? What is that? We're talking about the one thing on the wall that goes, TikTok? No.
All right, I'm being painted as a villain here. I don't...
I'm an antagonizer, baby. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's how you're gonna be as an old man, too. You're gonna antagonize the youth.
Get off my fridge.
What? Wait. Hi, welcome to Brain Jam, the podcast where we talk about just anything that piques our interest. Each episode, the host, or brains of the episode, that'll be me today, has a secret agenda in which whenever the participant says something related to that agenda, I will get a point. That's me today, which is notified by this sound. Once we reach the end of the season, or six episodes, we tally up the points, and the person with the most wins gets to decide a punishment for the loser for next season. I believe we talked about this, though, and we made some changes. I can't remember.
Is this where I'm supposed to come in?
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Did you know, fun fact of the day, did you know that a lack of sleep can affect your immune system and reduce your ability to fight infections? Fun fact of the day is such a fun fact, right? Yeah, you're learning.
Yes.
You want to know something else? You want to know the word of the day? I'll give you the word of the day. The word of the day is egregious. Now, this one I actually did know going into this. It's an adjective. Egregious is a formal word to describe things that are conspicuously bad. Leaving yes. one's phone on during a performance is an egregious breach of theater etiquette. How dare they? And that's not all, because we also got question of the day. You know you're waiting for this one. All right. What's your favorite anime? Like, what anime are you into, and what recommendations do you have for anime?
Since I've only watched like two. I gotta go Attack on Titan as favorite.
Naturally.
Absolutely recommend to anybody, even if you're not into anime. It's just way too good.
If you don't like gore, it might be a little bit of a turnoff, but if you don't mind it, definitely watch
even
it.
Even if you hate gore. Like,
just watch it anyway.
The story
just
is so good.
Just suck it up, Buttercup. Come on.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. If you're looking for something funny, Ghost Stories is kind of funny. It's very not appropriate. A lot of the time, but
I remember we watched one episode of that at my house.
But yeah, how about you? Anime?
I'm a connoisseur, you could say. Dragon Ball Z is one I watched growing up, and that one's great. It's got the plot isn't the best. I didn't watch it for the plot. We watched it for the transformations, you know, for seeing Goku going Super Saiyan for the first time. You technically watched Dragon Ball Z. But you watched the abridged version?
I watched the abridged version, yeah.
Yeah. That one's that one's a little funnier. I like that one.
I do appreciate they kept the story. They just changed the dialogue, so it's funnier.
Yeah. What have I watched recently? Attack on Titan was a good one. One Punch Man's another good one. Oh,
I have watched One Punch Man as well, yes.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Highly recommend it. It's a slow burner, you could say, but season two.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm having a problem trying to like get into it. Is because it's kind of slow at the beginning.
When did you last get into it?
I haven't watched it since last year, maybe.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
I watched like the first seven episodes. And for some reason, I just couldn't get back into it. But I'll probably try again at some point.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. You did watch a movie, an anime movie recently.
We both have.
It's such a good movie.
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
And it's blowing up everywhere.
Yeah,
the music is fantastic. If you haven't guessed yet, which you probably have, K-pop Demon Hunters. I mean,
when I first read the name, I thought I was like, "Oh, is this like some kid movie?" No,
yeah,
for all ages.
That's what I thought too. I only knew like it was just like a new animated movie. That's all I knew, really.
Yeah,
but it's fantastic.
Music, characters, so good.
I was singing some of the songs earlier today.
I believe it. There's another anime. I'm trying to think of the name. Alia sometimes hides her feelings in Russian. I'm so excited for the second season. It's a little weird. The sister gets a little weird with a brother. It's all I will say.
Classic anime.
Classic anime. Got him again.
That anime.
You know, it's not an anime if you don't have a little. Do you know what I'm saying? anyway, it's pretty interesting. This is the first like down to earth slice of life anime that I watch that I actually enjoyed. So highly recommend that one. Season 2 coming out soon. I'm excited. I wonder if the guy will tell Alia, you know, what he knows, his little secrets. But anyway, that's enough of that question. Gavin, we did something. And that something was concert, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had a concert in between whatever the last episode was and now. So,
I mean, we don't have to talk about the last episode.
we don't talk about the last episode.
We don't need to. Yeah, that one's just.
Yeah, we did have a concert we went to. We'll keep it short. It was fun.
It was fun.
We got there's not really anything interesting to say about it. It was just a good time.
I think this was yesterday. I saw someone wearing the Jake Scott t-shirt, and he was talking about the concert because he went to it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I went there too, man. Yeah, nice.
I haven't seen anyone with it. I didn't see anyone with it the last time I went to one of his concerts either.
I think that the last concert you saw people wearing like merch was NF, and that was the same for me as well.
Well, that was a big one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of NF merch I saw after that concert.
Understandably, yeah.
Me and myself included, I was wearing merch as well.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait until he comes back.
Four more years. Just four more.
No, please.
I'm being pragmatic here. I'm not trying to be an optimist. But anyway.
If you can't tell, we were a little bit in a rush.
No. Well, I'm taking this so relaxed. I am just savoring every moment. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the one rushing me. You're rushing.
Yeah. I think we should get to the topic.
Go for it, man. You're the brains.
Let me do the agenda real quick.
And oh, yeah.
We'll get started. So the agenda for today is anytime he says a variation of the word young, because we're going to be talking about, you know what? You'll see. You'll see. All right. So I told you what the topic was. The other day,
you did
that. I was gonna do. It's the 36 questions to make people fall in love.
So I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm guessing the agenda. It's cute.
No.
Damn it. All right. Anyway, keep going.
You just want to do one.
For now, we'll see.
Okay. Okay.
See how I feel.
We're just gonna get right into this. Yes. Do you want to pull up the list so we can take turns?
There's a list.
Yeah, it's specific questions.
Well, where's the list? I wasn't informed of this.
I will send it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm a little scared.
Don't be. It's okay.
What's this? There you go. What's Open this it episode up. Called?
Romance and Inquisition.
Okay, this is an inquisitive romance little thing here. I like it. It won't let me scroll all down. Right. I just keep zooming in and out. Anyway, whatever.
Do you have a...
Oh, my notebook's pressing control, that's why.
I was gonna... Nice. All right. I will begin with the first question.
Okay.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Do they have to be alive?
I don't know.
All right.
There's not really any rules to this. I guess you could really pick whoever you want, dead or alive.
Okay. Actually, I will. I mean, this is pretty like standard. I think anyone would guess this, but for a dinner guest, I would like my crush to be a dinner guest. So yeah, I guess the girl I like, kind of obvious, kind of a simple answer, but
nice.
Yeah. Are you just gonna go take turns with this? Oh yeah.
Who would I pick? Who would I want to meet?
Could be me. I mean, it could be me as your guest.
I know you.
What do you mean?
I would use this opportunity to get to know somebody.
Oh.
That I don't know.
You sweetheart. And trying to get to know people.
I don't really have like a crush, I guess.
You can make up one, I guess.
Sure. Why not?
Like, or someone that's dead. It could be Anne Frank. Wait.
How old was she? Anne Frank?
Yeah.
This is kind of niche. There's a YouTuber I watch. His name is 3FS. He's very funny. I feel like me and him would get along swimmingly. So I think it'd be fun to have him as a dinner guest. That's my answer.
If you want to,
or Markiplier. I mean,
if you want to fall in love,
but like he's kind of old.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a little older, a bit mature, more mature. Actually, he's not.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
And yes, there you go.
Good answer. 3 for Fez? 3 for Pez? What did you say?
3FS.
Yeah. 3FS. Yeah, I know them.
There's a couple YouTubers that I would like to meet, but he's around my age, so.
No.
Actually, I'm older than him, but.
You heard it here first, guys. He wants to take out a man, and I'm happy for him.
It's not a dinner date.
I mean, the theme of this episode would. Say otherwise.
Well, the theme is we're getting to know each other through questions.
Okay.
It's the questions aren't going to be all about love, you know.
You're so right.
Anyway, you want to ask the next one?
Oh yeah. Would you like to be famous, and in what way, and why, and who cares, and did I ask?
I don't want to be famous to the point of like a A-list celebrity. I would want to be famous more. I want my own like community. But not like everybody knows who I am. You know what I mean?
So like a C-list?
Like a community of people that know me, but it's not like a huge, like everybody in the world knows my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely C-list at that point.
C-list, I guess, yeah. I know he was just mentioned, but like Mark kind of famous maybe, except he's a little more popular.
Yeah,
I don't know if I
want
to get that to that point.
Not that much. Yeah, especially with him and his dumb podcast. Anyway, how I would answer this, I would like to be famous, more famous than the president. And do you
know
why?
That's pretty famous.
Do you know why?
Why?
I don't really know. I don't really have a follow-up for that.
Just because you want to.
Yeah. Just for gits and shiggles, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say and why?
I mean, it really depends on who I'm calling. Like, if I'm just calling a person that I know, not really.
Yeah.
It's kind of basic. Like, but if it's like I'm calling the office, a dental office, or like calling someone at work, I'm like, okay, what am I going to ask them? I like to get the information ready, because if they're going to ask me like, hey, what's your social security? Because I don't always remember or have that memorized right off the top of my head. Or like, what's your login or whatever? I'm like, yeah, I'll think about it. But I don't really rehearse it. Like, you know, walking back and forth and be like, okay. Hey, yeah, no, it's me, Ashton. No, just calling in, checking in. How are you guys doing? Yeah, no, I'm great.
Sitting in the mirror, you know.
And yeah. No, it's not what I really do.
Do you? I'm kind of the same way. I'm a little more, because I kind of have anxiety when I call
Please. Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Not gonna lie.
That's fair. Most people do.
But yeah, so I do kind of rehearse what I'm gonna say, but once I'm in the call, I'm fine. It's really just the before the call, like I have to do the call, that really makes me panic a little bit. But once I'm in the call and I'm like talking to the person about, you know, whatever I need to talk to them about, then I'm a lot more comfortable and like, you know what, this is fine. I'm fine with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's really the before the call. And your turn.
All right. My turn. Do you think we should skip? I feel like number four could be an episode of its own. I can ask
I feel
it,
like, yeah.
You want to say that
skip
one?
It if you want to.
I'll bookmark that for later. When did you last sing to yourself, or was it to someone else?
Literally before we started recording.
Yeah.
Or at least before you got home. I was playing guitar and singing.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. In the car ride, in the car drive here to my house, I was singing, I see you like a person. I'm just singing that song. Yeah.
I don't know if I know that song.
It's on one of my songs, but anyway.
When's the last time I sang to someone else?
I think I sung someone else.
I don't sing to people much.
You know that one Rihanna song? What's it called? Where have you been all my life? That one.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. I think you know it. Don't you even? You know it.
Don't
gaslight me.
I don't know.
I was just singing that at work today while I was screening people, so I guess that counts as singing it to people.
Does it count if it was like karaoke on Roblox?
I'd count. Sure. Why not?
That might be the last time I sang to somebody.
So fair. Fair is fair. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I think I would want the mind of a 30-year-old. Because yeah. I don't want to be 30 years old, but, well, I don't know.
We could spice it up and say, like, you're decrepit. You're mostly disabled physically. So all you can do is
I feel like I'd have more.
Woogie,
actually, I'm going to switch it to body.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Because I feel like I would enjoy life more. Because, like, I don't know. Because 90 is pretty old. Like, that's when you can start, like, losing, like, memories and stuff. I don't know.
I feel like I would already have lost most of my physical abilities or muscle in general. I would do mind because dementia is fun and all, but like I like to be self-aware and present in conversations, so I'd rather want to have my memories intact. So yeah, that's a hard one, but at least you have a choice rather than just like gambling your life as of right now and not knowing if you know.
Yeah, it really depends on how self-aware you are by 90.
Yeah. Because if you get Alzheimer's, man, that's
but
just,
I don't want to be a,
sad.
If I'm going to be a boomer, I'd rather not. I'd rather have the mind of a 30-year-old.
Wait, is a boomer the ones that are older than us?
Yeah. I think a boomer as like the old people that are rude.
I mean,
I know a lot of people use it as like a just like a you're just old.
Yeah,
I like to think of it as like old people that are like not with the times and just like don't know what's happening anymore, and also are just like the people that are like, oh, the youth suck, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what I think me out with this one because I kind
of
live
I'm calling both
rock.
Of us out.
You I feel like you know a lot more than me.
Wait, what,
not just because
what am
you
I
have
calling
like
you out
TikTok
for?
You call me a boomer because I am one.
Well, you're still aware of like things happening in the world.
People, listen. He's gonna, you know, call you names, make fun of you. But I, on the other hand, understand your position. TikTok, what is that? We're talking about the one thing on the wall that goes TikTok. No.
All right, I'm being painted as a villain here. I don't.
I'm an antagonizer, baby. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's how you're going to be as an old man, too. You're going to antagonize the youth.
Get off my damn fridge.
What? Wait. All right, we're going to the next question. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
I mean, I wish I could say I did. If I could choose how to die, I'd want to die via a black hole. I want to make... I mean, I don't have a... No one has me on their hit list. I mean... Yeah, no one has me on their hit list, so I'm going to say no. I don't have a secret hunch. No hunch at all. You?
No. That's it. No.
Well, that was a lovely question to get to know you better, and that makes me want to make me fall in love even harder.
I know.
Falling so quick. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Well, that's assuming the other person in this conversation as a partner.
I'm pretty sure it's saying me and you, what we have in common.
That's a good
question.
That's
what it means. So
I'd say we find the same things funny.
Yeah. We're both funny. We both play video games.
We do play video games, yeah.
And we're both adults.
That's just a sad answer. All right.
You have to get. I gave you a low ball. You can do better.
Oh wait, now I have to give you three answers. Oh, I thought we were doing this together. Okay. You and me both enjoy hanging out. You know, being amicable in person. Hanging out with people. Yeah. We enjoy that. We have that in common. You know me. I know you. music. We like similar music. We can bond over that. That's a bonding thing. And obviously we break bread over I give up. Five is enough. Five is good enough.
Good enough, yeah.
Good enough for me.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Well, if you're talking to me, baby, I'm going to say you.
Am I allowed to say the same thing?
No, you already said it. We can't copy paste it.
I was just going to say I'm grateful for the people in my life.
All right, kind of stealing my answer, but all right. That's fine.
Well, you're included in that, but I'm going more broad and like saying my family and like the friends
you
I have
are broad.
And I'm just grateful for the relationships I have with all the people. And yeah.
All right. That
was it would be a very lonely life if I didn't have the relationships I do right now.
That is so true, Bessie. That's how humans are.
Yeah.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? I guess we're calling out our parents on this one. All right, what would you like to tell mom and dad?
Honestly, I know it's kind of a cop-out, but like, I was raised pretty well, so I don't think I'd really change anything.
Someone's afraid to be bold.
Because like, I don't know what kind of person I'd be if I was raised any different. So yeah. I don't know.
It's not like
I don't think I would change anything.
Doctor Strange type of thing where you would see alternate paths, you just... are what you are now and don't know much of what else could happen. Mom and dad, you guys raised me, but you thought you were gonna get away with this. No. I know what you did. I know what happened that fateful day. You thought this was all gonna blow over, sweep it underneath the rug, have no consequences or ramifications for what occurred, but no. Your actions do indeed have consequences. And I'm gonna tell you why you're gonna regret holding this back for as long as I knew you guys. And do you wanna know what that is? Because I would love to tell you what that is. And that thing is. You guys are just great parents, you know. I wouldn't change a thing, you know, not a darn single thing. You know, I couldn't ask to be raised any better than I was now. Like, I literally, this is a true story, you know, I stole candy out of my mom's purse, and she was in the shower, right? And so I ate the candy, and I felt bad. So I just, thereafter, put myself in the corner, and I just felt so bad. Was so shameful, and, you know, felt guilty, that I just had to take action and send myself off. Nothing could, you know. But you guys raised me the best. No one could raise me better than you guys, so... Thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you. Anyway, I'm done sucking up. Take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life's... Hold on. I remember this. Hold on.
I remember this, too.
Let's You want to do maybe 30 seconds? A minute? Is a minute
30 good? Seconds?
Want to do 30 seconds?
Your
life story?
Can I do it in 30 seconds?
It's either that or a minute. You can choose.
Let's do a minute.
All right, minute. Okay, I'm gonna go
use
now.
The, I'm gonna.
Oh wait, hold on.
I'm gonna use the. I'm gonna use the Audacity thing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
go.
Grew up in an apartment, and I pretty much was raised in an apartment up until about fifth grade, and then my brother and sister they were born. Yes, and.
yeah.
Went to school. So true. Nothing really happens. Happened in my youth, and nothing's still happening right now. And but I'm not done yet. been living in this house for about 11-ish, 12-ish years. I can't remember the entirety of it. And do I have to take the full minute? It's.
I mean, if you're good, you just. Say you're
good. Yeah, I'm good. A boring life.
All right. Me next.
And yeah,
go. I was in the womb. I got out of the womb. Womb was fun, but I had to leave life in the womb for life outside of the womb. I'm saying womb a lot. experience what it was like as a baby. Crawled around in apartments. Went back to my grandma's house. Things didn't work with parents. New parent came in. Parents and mom came and made more siblings. We lived at a house, huge house, bigger than the house I lived in now. But house was falling apart. So we eventually moved to where I live now. And then, yeah, went to school. School sucks. School great. School both. Quarantine happened. Uh-oh.
Have to stay home from school.
And that's okay, you know, because, like, I'm fine with that. I don't mind not going to school. Has it been a minute? It's almost been a minute. And then adulthood, work, college aspects, things I've been pursuing, endeavors. And here, done.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
I feel like I know all about you.
You know everything. Every detail I wanted you to know, baby.
Oh, yeah. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
I wish I knew what tomorrow would be. I'd only want to see one day into the future. That's my ability.
I have that
just
power.
One day.
Tomorrow's
you have that power?
Monday.
Do you want me to...
You know what? Just continue.
No, you ruined the question.
You want to see in the future? Okay.
Yeah.
One day in the future. I don't think I want that ability. I feel like flying would be kind of fun. I feel like this isn't like a superpower. I think it's more of like a...
Just like a...
Something you're able to do now.
Natural. I wish I had the ability to run a marathon and not break a sweat. How about that one?
Mm.
Just be super athletic.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Quality or ability.
You could be super, smart, super. you could be a great gambler. Always gamble and win somehow.
I mean, it's not a huge problem, but I sometimes wish I was more motivated.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because then I could actually like get stuff done faster.
If you had unlimited motivation, nothing could stop you. That is a good superpower.
There would be a lot more videos on my YouTube channel. This podcast would already be out more.
It's out. What are you talking about, man? Whoa, hey. Listen.
I meant like, no. I meant like this podcast would have
come
been
out sooner
way
than it did.
Sooner. Yeah.
No, I get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this episode's gonna come out in a month or two. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Don't say that, because you don't know.
They don't know what day it is or month. They don't know anything.
They don't know nothing.
We give them as much information as we give. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? And make it romantic.
Make it romantic?
Yeah.
Am I sexy to other women?
You just say sex? What? what? Sorry. What did you say?
Do I actually know how to flirt? Because I feel like in the past.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
If I flirted, I feel like I don't do it very good, but I don't know. That could just be me.
You could just like be that guy that flirts when he doesn't even realize he's flirting. And then when you do try to flirt, it doesn't come across as that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Make it romantical.
Naturally. I'd want to know if I was so smoking hot. If I was smoke and show. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Sure.
Let's go with that. How about
that? Let's do that.
How many questions did you want to do? Because I feel like all of these.
I was just going to keep going until I ran out of time.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought this episode was us telling them our stories. So when he sent me the list, I was like, we're doing this thing. We're doing this thing.
I'm pretty sure we have listed on the Discord as Romance and Inquisition is this idea where we do.
Oh, question. Like this exact website? I'll have to look at it later.
Well, not this. Well, maybe not this exact website, but like.
Nah.
Anyway.
That's fine. Anyway.
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time, and why haven't you done it?
Well, if we're going to go romantic, there's only one way to answer this question.
We don't have to go romantic.
All right. Let's see. Going on. What's it called? It's not called Baywatch. What's it called?
Baywatch?
Baywatch. Yeah.
No, that's not. What? Just, you know what?
If there is something you've dreamed of for doing a long time and I haven't done it, it's be Baywatch. And why haven't I done it? I am not in my physical prime shape.
Isn't that like the lifeguard thing?
It's a show. Yeah.
You want to be on Baywatch?
I want to be on Baywatch. It's canceled, I think, but I'd revive Baywatch.
I only know of the movie with The Rock. So
that's what I would do.
Put out a song, maybe? I don't know.
No. Now I want to change my answer. Yeah, that's fair. Why haven't you done it, by the way?
Yours is like goofy and mine's...
I didn't say goofy.
Yeah, but I have a couple songs written. I just don't have the means of like actually recording them in a professional way.
Yeah. I mean, but got the instrument, got the voice, got the microphone. What else do you need?
You know what?
All I'm hearing are excuses.
Yeah,
and
that's
in this household.
That's why I haven't done it.
Wait.
That, and I don't think they're the strongest songs.
The ones you have written out?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely not the first one. I don't think I would want to release that one.
I remember a while ago you were doing the song of the month. Not the song of the month, but writing a song.
I was going to write a song every month. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That was my New Year's resolution, and it did not. I did not do that.
Was that this year? I think that was last year.
That was last year. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember if I even made a resolution
this year.
But
continued it this year. Yeah. That's fair.
My resolution was to do my resolution from last year.
Well, guess what next year's is. Who knows?
Do the resolution I was supposed to do 2 years ago. That's my resolution.
The resolution of my resolution of last year. Yep. Which one are we on?
15.
Wait, no. 15. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life? That's a biggie. I'm really biggie. Digging deep here. Getting to the core of Gavik, middle name. I don't want to say your last name, actually.
Was it with you that we joked about? No, it wasn't with you. Never mind. What is the greatest accomplishment of my life?
Oh, I'm going to guess your agenda. I'm going to say anytime I react with a giggle or like a blush.
No, that's too easy.
Oh, what do you mean it's too easy?
I would get a lot of points out of that one.
All right. I guess this one's a niche agenda. Okay.
Greatest accomplishment of my life. I mean, graduating high school is kind of big.
Yeah.
But like, that's a pretty common one.
Not a lot of people do it. Here, let me see. I bet you it's above 20%. Oh, it's only 5 to 6%.
Only 5 to 6% don't graduate?
Yeah, 5 to 6% don't graduate high school. Oh, now this one's saying 9.3%. Let's say 5 to 9%. That's a good
5 to 9%.
Yeah. I really highballed that one. I thought it would be higher.
Yeah. kinda 50% don't graduate. Just half our class just didn't graduate. 50.
Oh, there's a list. Not a list, but like a diagram.
We have called out every single person that hasn't graduated in the history.
No, I mean like every state has a graduation rate. Utah has an 88% graduation rate.
It's not terrible.
So it's pretty high. And then most of the other states are only higher by being in the 90s, like Texas or Tennessee.
We're one of the lowest?
No, we're one of the highest. I mean, not lowest. Like one of the highest for graduating. Lower is like Arizona, right below us. I think that's the lowest one.
Arizona's
77% graduation
Ooh.
Rate.
Arizona,
this is a school year from the 2021 to 2022. Oh, I mean, that's fair.
Oh, that's not us. We're 2020 to 2021. Actually, that is you. I forget you were a grade below me.
No, that's my
You are 21-22.
But I'm saying I was like in the past. Yeah.
What about you? What's your greatest accomplishment?
Causing a pen. You know, because you said graduating high school. I wouldn't say that because I put no effort into graduating high school.
Yeah,
really.
I was trying to think of something different because I feel like that's...
I wouldn't be proud of it, that's for sure. I would say... it would be making a song, but I haven't done that yet. I've only worked out the lyrics. Man.
It's not like one singular thing, but I feel like my like editing has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
As far as editing videos and stuff. I don't know.
That's pretty cool. Is there like I don't know. I'm just like messing with my shorts is like laces, man. I'm just making up noose. I don't know why, but I'm just really concentrating on this question, man. I'm really thinking. I'm delving deep. And I realize, I don't know how to make a news. Listen, trust me, I'm Mark and I have thoughts. I've thought of the thing. I maybe jumping out of the plane. Skydiving
that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, costed some cash, but also costed some mental, what's the word? Mental strength. I needed some, you know. Mm-hmm. Confidence, bravery going into that, and I did it. Almost passed out on the way down. Yeah. Sure, why not? Let's say skydiving. Actually,
I got second.
Never
place
mind.
In my ninth grade spelling bee.
What?
I remember that one. I got it second place in my ninth grade spelling bee.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
That was probably one of the better things I did in. Yeah. Junior high, at least. I don't.
And with that, with those skills, you then quizzed me at Lagoon while
I
was
while we were waiting an hour
in this line
for a stupid ride.
I was pretty much dead there. No, I'd say my greatest accomplishment was being with the person I was with. Which is, I mean, we can get more in depth about that later, because but that takes a lot, you know. To have that trust for that length of time, because 2.5 years, it's not a thing to like golf at. It's pretty serious. So I'd say that's definitely up there. But None of that is important, because what do you value most in a friendship is what's more important.
Yeah. This is kind of sucking up, but our friendship, because I've noticed you're pretty much the only friend I have that I had in high school that I'm still friends with and still talk to regularly.
Aw, buddy.
And yeah. And, like, you hear all the time about people, like just losing contact with people they used to be friends with in high school and everything. So I'm just glad that we are still friends and that we still hang out.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah, thank you. That makes me happy. Yeah. No, I'm very glad you're still my friend as well. For other people in high school, I wouldn't say I am still in contact. You remember... Yeah. We'll censor this, but you remember...
Ooh. The name is familiar? I think so, yeah. Didn't he wear braces? That or...
I mean,
and he was like 6 foot tall.
Yeah, he's very tall. Yeah. That's the guy.
Yeah. He blonde.
He was he's back in town for like summer, and basically we just played pickleball and caught up for a little bit. This was like
that's cool.
4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he was like 7 foot tall.
he's only tall. He keeps growing, man. He doesn't stop. And then I reconnected with one of my friends, I guess. Yeah, she was my friend, but like someone I dated back in high school as well. Got smoothies, caught up, and then this one's an older one, but it's like this guy from middle school before I moved over here. We reconnected. This was like I think about a month and a half ago, so it was a while, but like we got dinner, we talked. I think even though if you don't have those friendships established and you keep in touch, at least it's nice to have had those connections in your life to begin with. And even in the future, you can still like take time and be like, yeah, this was cool. We had a cool thing. It's cool. Like see how you've been, how you're doing.
I actually talked to a friend of mine from, we became friends in science class. And then we played rec room together a couple times, and we had seminary together as well. So we just kind of talked a lot. So we were friends, and he went on a mission. So I hadn't seen him for a while, but the other day he was at Winco, and we had a little chat and just caught up. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess to answer the question, I guess it would be the connection, the camaraderie. Yeah. It's that simple as that. Just like our connection. Ask me the question, baby. I'm ready.
What do you value most in a friendship?
You mean the next one?
That's the one where we haven't answered yet.
You just asked me that.
No, I didn't. I asked what the greatest accomplishment of your life was.
Yeah, you asked me what is the greatest accomplishment of your life. And then I said, what do you value most in a friendship? And then you told me.
No, I was using that as the greatest accomplishment.
No,
I didn't actually say what I liked about our friendship. I just said I was grateful that we were still friends.
All right.
Editor, so I will answer it now.
You're going to laugh. You're going to really laugh.
Am I going to laugh?
I know for a fact I asked you this question, but all right. Go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate that we can just goof off and be silly together. That's specifically me and you. Like if in any friendship, I like that a lot, where I can just be unserious.
Yeah, just be goof, man.
Be silly. When we need to be serious, we can be.
It's the juxtaposition of both. Or not juxtaposition. They're more like they complement each other, you know? Need a bit of both.
Yeah, when we're both just comfortable being ourselves around each other.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
It's how you become good friends with someone. We just are comfortable and don't have to worry so much.
Yeah.
Well, I already answered that question a year ago instead of you, but anyway, what is your most treasured memory?
Ooh, this is tough because, like, I don't know.
You know what's tough? Your agenda. But don't you worry. I have it. I have it. all I got it. I know what it is.
There's multiple.
It's so easy.
Because we've had multiple trips there, but Bear Lake with well with the group we went with and also with my cousins and everything. I just,
yeah,
it's just such a, there's just fond memories that I have of just hanging out and being on the lake and everything. Those are some of my favorite memories I have.
That's good.
And also, the friend group in high school and just hanging out with them and having parties and stuff. That was fun too.
Oh,
what about you?
Not to get too personal, but like the times I would have with my family, like I would go over to like my dad's or something, or I'd be at my grandma's, or, you know, something similar, or just like my immediate family takes a trip. Just having a good time in the hotel, at the cabin, at the beach, outside, doing something. You know, I got like a myriad of memories that would all, you know, contribute equally to how I treasure them and just appreciate the time I had as when I was younger with them. And just, you know, just the time I spent. I guess, yeah, it's pretty generic or generalizing to say that, but.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Yeah.
I said something similar, so.
What?
I said something similar.
No, yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
But to flip that on its head, what is your most terrible memory?
Most terrible memory.
Give me the worst. I expect the worst. I want something juicy. you gotta make me fall in love with you.
First thing, I don't know if this is my most terrible, but. Okay, we're gonna get a little sad here. When Leo died, my cat.
Yeah.
That was pretty rough.
That's fair.
I just got woken up to my mom and sister crying.
Yeah.
It was just, and we were supposed to be leaving, and we did leave for a trip. So the whole trip, the death of our cat just loomed over us. And it was still a fun trip, but we went to Colorado. Because I was invited to be a chaperone for
the pageant.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that was rough.
I can't imagine that because Mimi and Chase, you know, they're still kicking at least for now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Daisy is getting old too.
How old is she?
She's 11. I can't remember.
7? What'd you say?
11.
Oh, 11, I see.
I don't know if she's that old, actually. I think she might be like 9.
You know what? Chase is turning 11 in a week from here, actually, so.
Really?
He's getting there, yeah. He's an old guy, but he still kicks, like, figuratively. Likes to run around, and he still has energy, so. That makes me happy that he still has a bunch of.
He has energy anytime I see him, so.
He
looks like he's doing well.
He's doing good for an old man, but.
Yeah. You?
I think there's a few just where I've been yelled at when I was a kid because I did something bad. I remember this one time. It's kind of personal, but I stole something that I shouldn't have. And, like, I lied about it for a while, got away with it. But then it came back to bite me, as things do. It's called karma. Jojo Siwa predicted that. I should have known and seen the signs earlier. But, you know,
man,
we all make mistakes. That's a big one. It's like a thing I would regret the most. Terrible memory. Without going too in depth into my life, I'd say that one is when I stole the phone of a family member. So yeah, that one was bad.
Yeah, I stole a little bit when I was young too.
Yeah. Every kid must have stolen something. And if you didn't, then don't brag about it. Jeez. Gavin, yeah. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, well, you would die by me, let's say that. Would you change anything about the way you are living now, and why?
I feel like probably. I mean, it's kind of hard to like just say, oh, I would do this and this when you're not like living that reality.
It's hard for you to say that, not for me.
I don't know. I think I would try to spend as much time as I can with people. I would take that trip to meet Issa and Adam. I would.
Yeah, that's fair. Might as well, right? Because you know if you're going to die.
I feel like it would mostly just be like meeting. Well, maybe not meeting, I guess, but like hanging out with everybody that I know. And
yeah.
People I love. That's really what I would do. Maybe skydive. Yeah. Mountain climb.
If you were going to die in the year, I'd skydive again with you.
2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. That kind of stuff.
I know that reference. Yeah.
You? What would you do?
Well, funny thing, I already have a bucket list of sorts.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the podcast. But yeah, I'm speedrunning a lot of challenges that are both physically and mentally taxing, or they're just stupid in general, and it's fun to do. It's called per annum, which just means a year in Latin. What's the last one I did? I think it was skydiving. Because, yeah, I want to do some on our trip with Fury in a bit while we're at the, you know, campsite. So, well, yeah, I'll catch up. But I am a little behind for how many I'm supposed to do because I have, like,
wait, you're doing some of them on the camping trip?
Yeah, I'll be doing some of them on the camping trip because
I did the Rubik's Cube.
That's not on the list. It's just, like, a bonus. It's a side
goal. Rubik's Cube.
I think that was it. The
I
only thing
with that one.
Yeah. I had to solve the Rubik's Cube with one hand, but I'm like, oh, what's the loophole here? Oh, I know. I'll have someone else solve it for me. I'll do the movements, but he tells me where to move the sides of the Rubik's
Cube. Which technically means you didn't solve it, but, you know, it's fine.
It's my loophole. All right. I can decide if that counts.
I'll let it count, too. Thanks. Just so you don't have to do it again.
Yeah, it'll be worse for you.
That took like half an hour.
No,
because I kept messing it up. That was not even your fault. That was just me.
No, I think that was an hour and a half. I think you're underselling how long that took.
Really?
Because it was in the beating sun.
We were there for a while.
An hour and a half to like 2 hours while they were making breakfast. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm supposed to complete this in a year. Don't know if I will. I'll try my best to. But there's some crazy, extravagant goals to do, like doing a marathon, passing the bar practice test.
Yeah,
solving the Egyptian enigma, you know, stuff like that. So I just gotta, just gotta take it one day at a time, you know.
Yep.
And
I wish
definitely
you
not
luck.
Rush it.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you. Besides doing that, definitely see family more and friends more. And yeah, about what you said.
One more.
One
for
more.
The road.
20.
Do we just want to pick one?
These
next two are.
Oh, I like this one. So this is the last question I'm going to ask you, and I want you to fall in love with me when I ask you this, all right? Or when you answer this to me. What I said.
Mutual falling in love.
Make three true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling da-da-da-da-da. So make a we statement. Not an I feel statement, but a we statement.
Okay, so this is me and you I'm making this statement for.
Yes, and there's three of them to make.
Okay, we are both so funny.
Uh-huh.
Are we taking turns or am I doing all three and then you're doing three?
We
okay.
are farmers. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. All right, now you go.
We are the fourth and fight. We are the blind
of the blinding lights. We have the will to win forever.
I couldn't remember the lyrics.
Yeah. I love that song. Good suck up. If I was the host, I would have given you a point. But yeah.
is that a thing we could do?
I mean,
go ahead and put another point out there for yourself.
Yeah, just okay, like give yeah, the other okay. guy a point. Yeah.
Wait, then yeah, you could do that right now, actually, if you want to.
Well, you're the host. I feel like I've said the agenda a few times, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like
you'll know. You'll
Wait,
know.
If I do guess it, do all the points you collect do they become obsolete? Or do you still have
I them? Say I would think no, but once you know it, like if you guess the agenda and get it right, then you're able to like avoid it now. So you wouldn't give me any more.
Oh. I mean, yeah. I guess in the future I will definitely just try to guess it all in the first 5 or 10 minutes. So waiting it out.
Do you want to do that where we eradicate the points if they get it?
I think it'll be fair, right? I mean,
I don't know.
How it depends how often we guess the agenda. But considering this is our fifth episode, and we haven't guessed any, I think. Well, we'll just see how it is. We'll feel it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. By the way, can you give me a hint? Is it a word or a reaction?
No hints.
But host, my handsome host.
I feel like hints.
Look no hints. Into my eyes. Tell me. Listen. Hey.
I feel like if we're going to make this as fair as
hints
possible,
aren't
no hints.
Mandatory. They're not mandatory. No, you're correct. No. But I just feel like it would be fair for both of us, you know, if we just, you know, scooted a little hint over to Mr. Ashton. And I feel like you would be so graciously handsome, even more so than you are now, which is surprising. Like,
here, let's finish
how can you get
first.
Even more attractive?
Finish the question first.
Listen, hey, a hint would go so far, you know?
Just do the question. So far. Finish the question.
Well, I got to get the agenda first, honey.
No,
listen,
you don't.
Hey.
I doubt you're going to get the agenda with this question.
Not the question, but like me guessing. The agenda is when I flirt?
Ding, ding, ding. You were wrong. All right.
Oh, yeah, I hate question. You. I thought I got it.
No.
Hey, wait, what's the question?
You have to do another We Are statement.
Oh, wait. Your song counted the less friction. Okay.
I can change it if we want.
No, that's okay.
That was just a joke. Funny.
I mean, I did a joke as well, so I'll do a serious one. All
right, we'll keep it. We'll keep it.
We are both in a predicament in this room, feeling like there should be a certain little thing given out to the person that was wronged in this transaction of guessing the agenda.
And we are both happy with how this episode turned out.
And we both know that sentence wasn't exactly true. we know.
We are both falling in love, but neither of us want to confess, so we're both just sitting on it and waiting until the moment is right.
We both are scared and nervous as we hide in our closets, but want to express the affections we express so dearly, mentally, to vocally.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, you call it there.
I will call it. So I'm going to tell you how many points I got first before I tell you the agenda.
No, you didn't. You got no points. You got zero.
I got a total of 1 point.
Oh, okay. All right. I can breathe. Okay.
I wasn't paying attention, so I might have gotten another one, but I doubt I got more than two if I did get the other one. But I for sure got one.
Spill the beans.
Do you want to know the agenda?
Give it to me, baby.
Anytime you said a variation of the word young, because I knew we would be talking about memories.
I'm not going to say in what context I might have said that for what answer the questions you asked. So I'm just going to say, yeah,
you
man, I probably won.
You definitely said the word younger. So I wrote that one down, but
I would count that. Yeah, variations count because that's a specific word.
I would not have gotten any if it was just the one word. So
yeah,
I feel like that's fair, right?
You know, fair is fair. Listen, man. Hey, you
there
got
were a couple
point.
Times where you could have said it, but you didn't, and it made
Did
me
I
a
just,
upsetty.
I thought it was gonna be something love related, or you know, romantic.
Love related.
Yeah,
you know,
but no, you caught me off guard. I like that.
I'm really letting myself down with these. I could have probably gotten more if I just thought about it a little bit, thought about the agenda a little more. That's okay. I will take it.
We're tied now. Yeah, we're tied.
Are we?
4 points for four points. Because I got 4 points last time. You had 3 points before that episode. So now we're tied 4-4.
So the finale is next. So or I have to just steer clear of bombs. And we're going to end in a tie. So
this
I'm
is
not
World
sure
War
how that's
II,
work.
And you're
that'd
driving
that'd be a
tank.
Crazy ending.
Try not.
That'd be a crazy
explode.
Ending to the first season if we.
Yeah.
Unless we decide to do 8, I guess. But
I don't know. I guess it really depends. I'll let you know. Don't worry. I'll let you know in advance so you can mentally prepare yourself. But yeah.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed us falling in love. Maybe you guys fell in love with us too. I don't know.
I definitely am not in love.
We didn't even get to all 36, so maybe it doesn't work unless we ask all of them.
Yeah. Sorry, but I didn't know 36 was a magic number.
I don't know. Do you feel it in love? Be.
Only 58% of the way there, baby. So
let's hurry up this outro because I got to leave in 8 minutes. So
you're the one that's... Yeah, you go.
Socials. Brain Jam Pod, Instagram, Brain Jam Pod, YouTube.
Discord link.
Discord link in the description. Go look for it. And we love you. And we hope to see you next time. And yeah, ignore him. And we'll see you next time. Woohoo! Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.